Good morning and welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Naso Sheni, the second Aliyah in Parshas Nasai. Our Aliyah is a short one. It is only 11 psukim, running from Perek Dalad, psukim Lamedches to Mem Tes. The main focus of this Aliyah is the countings, the numbers of Gershon and Merari. We just saw the final count of the workable age Kahas at the end of the last Aliyah. Now we go into the numbers of Gershon and Merari. So we hear that the count of the children of Gershon from 30 to 50 are 2,630, and the count of the children of Merari from 30 to 50 is the number 3,200. Merari actually has the highest ratio of workable age Levium, even higher than Kahas and Merari, even though he was the lowest number in terms of general numbers in the end of Parshas Bamidbar from 1 month and upwards. The final numbers of all the work age Levium is 5,830. That's from Kahas, Gershon, and Merari altogether. The counting is done by Moshe and Aaron, Al Pi Hashem, by the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, we hear about their work, and they are given their jobs, which is, as we hear at the end of the Aliyah, La'avod avodas avodah va'avodas masa ba'oil mo'ed, to serve the work of the work, and to serve the work of carrying in the oil mo'ed. One question which sticks out, and most of the Mefarshim point out, is what is avodas avodah? What is the work of the work? There's obviously work to be done in the Mishkan, but what is the work of the work? Rashi, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, points out that it means to say the ancillary details, like skinning the animals. So we see examples of like this in the times of Direi Yamim, where at the Pesach of Chizkiyahu Melech, where there were too few Kohanim to do all of the Avoida, of the Shchita and the Kabbalah and the Zrika, which are all the primary Avoidas, some of the ancillary Avoidas, which was skinning the animals, was done by the Levim. So that's Avoidas, Avodah. However, that's our peep shot. That's the most basic understanding. The Gemara in Erechin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph tells us in the name of Baal Vatai, who is one of the Amoraim, and he said, based on this pasuk, Eizehi hu avodah shetzricha avodah havi omer zu shira. This refers to song, which points to a primary occupation of the Levim in the Beis Hamikdash. Accompanying every korban, there would be a ma'amad. A ma'amad literally means a standing group. That standing group would be made up of Levim and Yisraelim. There would be a roster as to who would be there at that time, and they would sing specific mizmorim in Tehillim, which would accompany the korbanos. So if you go to the end of Maseches Tamid, it'll describe what they were doing. In fact, we say this every day. This is when we talk about the Yom Yom. Every day we have a certain Shira that said at the end of Shachris, that is Hashayu Alevim Omrim Beveis HaMikdash. There will be that specific song said on the Tamid of that day as well. There will be one for every different kind of permutation of Karbonos as well. That was the Shira, it was sung. And in fact, the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Yishchai, in his commentary on the Gemara there, points out that the Avodas Avodah refers to Shira Bapeh and also Bekinor. So they would use their hands, they would use their instruments, and they would sing with their mouths as accompanying this. It was a all experiential, sensory experience of Avodas Hashem as well. Rabbeinu Bechaya does point out a fascinating comment on this, that there are, in the Western scale of music, we have 7 notes. And at the times of Mashiach, based on Tehillim, it'll be there'll be 8 notes, and the 8th dimension of notes will be added. At the times of Olam Haba, there will be 10. Benevel Asor Zamruloi, it's going to be on a lyre of 10 notes. The Rabbeinu Bechaya explains that this reflects the dimensions of how a person understands the world around them. We are living in a world where we only understand 7 dimensions. That's the natural world framed in the 7 days of creation. At the times of Mashiach, we are going to be endowed with an 8th higher level of understanding, and in Olam Haba, a much fuller understanding of all of those dimensions. That's all encompassed in the notion of Avodas Avodah. This closes the second Aliyah. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.